Aleph, where he pointed out that the Chor, according to the ladder, the Sulam, of Pinchas ben Yoyer, we have to start with Torah, and if, and then from Torah to move to Zerizos, to Zahirus, and if Zahirus is Perek Beis, that means that Torah is Perek Aleph. Bi Yerchovas Ha'adam Balamo is Perek Aleph. And I felt this was very, very matim to Dafka to Parshas HaShavua, where we have the transition from the Olam of Tohu to the Olam of Torah. According to the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, we have 6,000 years to the world. Bereshis and Noach are the first 2,000 years, the world of Tohu. Moving over into Parshas Lechecha, Nefesh Asher Asa B'charan, that's the world of Torah. But whenever you have a transition, there's always a fuzzy period of time where you still have people from the previous Olam. So I think that that's sort of the common denominator between Hagar and Lot, that we find in the parasha, as opposed to Avraham, who begins the world of Torah. Namely, that by Hagar, we find that the Malach asks her two questions. Eimi zebat v'ana teilechi. And Hagar answers only one of those two questions. V'tomim ne sarai givirti anochi borachat. That she says, Eimi zebat, if you want to know where I came from Sarai. What she didn't answer was where she was going to. Hu hadin by Lot, when Avraham Avinu suggests to him that it's time to split because there is a riv and it's not good that there be a riv, so Avraham Avinu says, "He pardon me, alai. If you go, you know, left, I'll go right. Imasmol ve'emina ve'im yamin ve'asmiila. Decide where you want to go." So it says in the next pasuk, "Vayisa Lot mikedem." He went from the east. He didn't say where he went to. Namely, the uniqueness of the door of Tohu is they knew exactly where they were coming from, but they had no idea where they were going to. Hagar had no idea where she was heading to. Lot had no idea where she was heading to. We find by Cain, in other words, that it says that he simply left. By Yetze Cain Milifnei Hashem, where he was going to, he had no idea. By the door HaPalaga, it says, Vayis'u mikedem. Again, they had no idea where they were going. Vayimtzu'u bika. They just happened to find the bika, and so they settled in that bika, and that's where they built the Migdal. That the difference between the world of Tohu and the world of Torah is to have a direction. And that's over here, that's Torah. Yisod ha-chasidus v'sharesh ha-avodah tmima, hujit barer v'yitameit etzel adam, macho v'ato ba'olama, ulamat zirich chasim ma'bato, magamato. You have to have a focus, you have to have a direction if you know where you're going to. Avraham Avinu had a direction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, lechecha me'yartzecha, ego aretz asher areka. For his entire life, Avraham Avinu was moving. He was constantly going, according to Rashi, Hanegba is to Haramoria. Wherever he was, he was going Hanegba. He was going towards Yerushalayim, and he was in Mitzrayim. So he was going up to Yerushalayim. Wherever he was, he had a place that he was heading to. And I thought that maybe that's also the difference between Avraham Avinu and his father and Terach. That you know, we view Terach mitchila of the avodah zarah hu yavo seinu. And Avraham Avinu, he's Avraham behi Baram. But the end of last week's parsha, they both began going to Eretz Canaan. They both left Ur Kasdim on the way to Eretz Canaan. The difference is, so they both had a goal. And namely, Terach also, to a certain degree, has zuchuyot. He, you know, where it's Avraham comes from Terach. I'm sorry. We have Sarah being a daughter-in-law to Terach. There are zuchuyot of Terach, but he went halfway and then he stopped. Namely, you need two things: A, you have to have your klal chovato damamo. You have to know where you're going, but also you have to keep going. That's the ladder of Misrat Yeshirin. Namely, if you stop, then you're an oved avodah zarah. That's the way the Rambam really defines avodah zarah and Hilchos avodah zarah, that they are on the right direction. They wanted to be Obed Hashem. They just stopped halfway. They stopped by the Meshamshim. And to stop halfway to know it's halfway is not the problem. To stop halfway to think it's the whole way, that's the problem. That's, you know, it's to stop halfway and doing Ritzon Hashem and think you're doing Ritzon Hashem, that's Avodah Zarah. So over here, you know, it's we're in the Perek of Torah, Vihine. And so what really is, after that long introduction, what really is our goal in life? What should we be thinking about? What should we be working towards? Hine masha horeinu chachameinu zal, hu she'adam lo nivra, ela lehisaneg al Hashem, v'lehanot miziv shchinaso, shezehu hata'anug ha'amiti, v'ha'idun hagadol mikol idunim, she'yacholim lehimatzei. That we were meant to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because he is a meitiv. Kosh Baruch Hu has all the midos. One of the midos that a complete being has is a desire to be meitiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ultimate desire to be meitiv, and he can give the ultimate tov. But in order for him to be a meitiv, there has to be a creature to whom he can be meitiv, and so he created that creature, namely man, and everything else that he created, according to the Ramchal, is background for man. We're talking about icebergs or supernova or whales. It's all a background for man. They're all tools for man to use in order to be able to get to his goal. And his goal is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him oneg. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him, and the highest level of oneg is connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as we'll see, in order for that oneg to be real, so man has to earn it. However, that since in this world we have a body, and while we're in our body, it's impossible to receive the full oneg of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're limited by our physicality. Makom ha'idun hazeh be'emetu ba'olam haba. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a unique locus for our oneg, in which we'd be able to maximize that oneg. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a special bria specifically that would be the place for the oneg. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to earn the oneg, and so he put us into this world in order that we earn the oneg. Now, how does one earn that oneg? And what the Ramchal doesn't point out here, but what he points out in works that he was allowed to write a little bit more about what goes on behind the scenes, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once created man, working off of Nefesh HaChayim, that the Ramchal also has the same ideas in Derech Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man to be a shutaf in Tikkun HaOlamot. Tikkun HaOlamot means all the Olamot, not only this world. Everything works from top to bottom, so the Tikkun begins with the spiritual world and moves down into this world. The way of being metakein the Olamot HaYonim is via mitzvot, that all of the Olamot HaYonim are built on the sheer koma of man. Man has shasa and ramach. Man has sections. Hu hadin the Olamot HaYonim have parallel shasa and ramach. Every mitzvah taseh is metakein in the ramach of the Olamot HaYonim. Every mitzvah lo taseh that one doesn't do is metak, is brings kedusha into the Olamot HaYonim. That filters back down into this world and to the person himself. And then mitzvah goreis mitzvah. We have this wonderful cycle of tikkun ha'olam or pum fakert, that we have a terrible cycle of kilkul and the bringing tuma into the olamot. But the mitzvos are the means of that tikkun ha'olam. When man fulfills his challenge of tikkun ha'olam, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give him the tanug ha'amiti v'hidun ha'gadol in the most meaningful manner, because man has earned it. Al kein hu sam ha'adam ba'olam hazeh tchila kedei sha'yedei ha'emtzayim ha'ego ha'mizdamnim lo kan yuchal lahagia l'hamakom asher huchan lo. There's no way that man, when he has a soul without a body, namely either pre-life or post-life, can do any tikkunim. Only the soul of man within the body can do the tikkunim, and those tikkunim can bring the person to where to his goal of linking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba, Lervot Sham B'Tov Asher Konalo Ayedehem Simhegu. Namely, that we're dealing over here with a person deserving, acquiring, building himself doing Ratzon Hashem in this world, and then receiving the Hatava Hamitit and Olam Ha'emet. V'Masha Amru Zechanu V'Vracha Hayom La'asotam U'Lamachar L'Kabel Scharam. Okay, we'll continue from here. B'li Neder Yom Rishon.